We're doing the Sefer HaMidot by the Magid Midovna, written about 200 years ago. And the Magid Midovna had said that a person has to know that sometimes you could feel very happy, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah, and really he's gone in the opposite direction. What they call in Hebrew, full speed in reverse. Sometimes a person can feel great about what he's doing, and he's ignoring the fact that even though he's thinking he's doing a mitzvah, what he's doing is a terrible sin. Eile Eskira, we're on page Kuf Lamed Tet, the middle paragraph. Eile Eskira v'shpecha alai nafshi, when I remember these things, my soul weeps. Bishloach Merodach Baladan Sfarim u'minchal Chizkiyahu, we have the story in Tanakh that Merodach Baladan sent books and a gift to Chizkiyahu. The story was that God made a miracle for Chizkiyahu, that the sun shifted. And when Merodach Baladan heard this, he said, what a fantastic thing. He sent an emissary with gifts and a letter to Chizkiyahu that God made such a miracle on his behalf. And then Yishayahu heard that Chizkiyahu entertained the guests of Merodach Baladan. And not only did he entertain them, he gave them a tour. And Yishayahu knew what he did in the tour. He asks Chizkiyahu, he says, what did they see in your house? What did they see in the tour you gave them? And Chizkiyahu said to Yishayahu, et kol asher beviti ra'u. I showed him everything, Chizkiyahu boasts. Lo haya davar shelo yitim otzotai. There wasn't anything in my chests, there wasn't anything in my treasury that I didn't show them. Ve'aleinu la'amin b'chizkiyahu shekol ma'asav yu l'shem shamayim. And we have to believe that everything Chizkiyahu did was for the sake of heaven. He wasn't interested in bragging. We know how righteous and pious Chizkiyahu was. Shamar, as Chizkiyahu, when he prayed before Hashem, he said, Zechonat asher halachti lifanecha b'emet uvlev shalem. Hashem, please remember how I walked in your path with truth and a complete heart. And we see throughout Tanakh and in Chazal that Chizkiyahu was a very pious person. We see how happy he was. He thought he did a great act. He tells the Navi time and again, and he uses different terms to describe what a great tour he gave them. He thinks he's doing a great Kiddush Hashem, showing them the temple and his treasury. You see, he goes on and on. He says, I showed him everything in my house. There wasn't anything I withheld from them. And we see that this was a terrible error Chizkiyahu had done. This was the Yetzer outsmarting Chizkiyahu. What does the Navi Yishayahu tell Chizkiyahu? Shma dvar Hashem tzvakot. He tells him, listen to the word of Hashem who controls the armies. You think you did something great showing everything in your house to Merodach Baladan? Days are coming where everything in your house that you showed him will be taken off by the enemy. He will come and attack. Even your children, you showed him your family, you showed him everything. Your children, they will be taken and castrated and made into eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. So Chizkiyahu thinks, I did a great thing. The Navi comes and shows him, no, you didn't. So, the Magid Midovna says, when I think of this, I start weeping. How a person can sometimes be so confident he's done right, and God comes to the picture and says, no, you didn't. And I'll prove to you that he did this with a complete heart for the sake of heaven. It doesn't say in the verse he regretted it. Ordinarily, if a person knows he did something wrong, the pasuk tells you he regretted it. We find by David, when the prophet comes and rebukes him, his first response is, oh, I've sinned to Hashem. Our sages say, when everyone knows a person's sin, then he's praiseworthy when he publicizes his regret, his remorse. It's only when no one knows that we say, don't go publicizing your sins. So you see, Chizkiyahu didn't publicize his regret because Chizkiyahu was convinced what he did was right. So he's begun showing us in Tanakh that people can sometimes act with great confidence and great happiness thinking they're doing what's right, when in fact the Navi then shows them, no, they've brought great destruction in their actions. And he says, when I think of these examples, I fret, I worry, I cry, Because we all have to wonder, what about us?